This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, November 8, 2021, and these are today's headlines. An estimated 1.5 million pesos in illicit drugs were seized in a buy-bust operation by the joint elements of the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency 11, National Bureau of Investigation, and the Mabini Municipal Police Station at 9:15 p.m. at a resort in Barangay Pindasan, Mabini, Davao de Oro on Saturday, November 6. The subject of the buy-bust operation, Revson Ethelbert Papay Elizalde, 33, single and a resident of Davao City, was arrested for selling one plastic sachet containing a violet capsule believed to be a party drug worth 2,000 pesos and one large vacuum-sealed transparent plastic cellophane with suspected marijuana worth 6,000 pesos to an operative from the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency. During the operation, 12 others were also arrested. Iana Faye Marie Olea, Brick Jordan Arquival, Kirk Brian Tiubot, Paolo Guerrero, and 12 others were also arrested in the sting operation, and they are Jomark Aping, Ariel Bueno, Edel Caballero, Ronald Chuan, Fritz Dinopol, Tom June Doblas, Mark Christopher Isip, John Lord Masong, Christopher Prudente, Jesus Ragas III, Giovanni Tabanao, and Jason Viduya. The authorities recovered 26 pieces heat-sealed transparent plastic sachets with the suspected dried marijuana leaves in different sizes weighing more or less 200 grams worth 24,000 pesos. Three transparent plastic sachets with suspected shabu in different sizes weighing more or less 10 grams worth 150,000 pesos. More or less 722 suspected party drug tablets or capsules worth 1,227,400. Nine plastic bottles with suspected liquid party drugs worth 15,000 pesos, two vials containing suspected liquid party drugs worth 17,000 pesos, and 77 pieces of suspected LSD worth 130,000 pesos. The suspects are now detained at the National Bureau of Investigation Detention Facility. Cases for violation of Republic Act 9165, otherwise known as the Comprehensive Dangerous Drugs Act of 2002, are being prepared against the drug personalities. Meanwhile, the local government is leaving it up to businesses and establishments whether or not to enforce their own face shield requirement. EO51-B, signed by Acting Mayor Sebastian Duterte on November 4, added a new section to Mayor Sara Duterte's November 2, 2021 EO51-A version. The EO version of Mayor Duterte states that using face shields in the 3C settings, crowded places, close contact, and confined and enclosed spaces is no longer mandatory, effective November 2, 2021. It is voluntary instead. President Rodrigo Duterte earlier announced that face shields are no longer required to be worn outdoors. This after he announced on September 22, 2021, a policy to limit the use of face shields to the 3Cs as recommended by the Technical Advisory Group. In business, Cebu Pacific announces that the majority of the destinations in its domestic network are already open for leisure travel. To date, 21 out of the 33 destinations are already accepting vacationing guests. The list includes famous beach destinations such as Boracay, Bohol, Camiguin, Coron, point-to-point bubble tourism, Cebu, Dumaguete, Puerto Princesa, bound for El Nido and San Vicente only, and Siargao, along with destinations that boast of gastronomic adventures, namely Clark, Manila, and Rojas. To date, CEB has already vaccinated 100% of its active flying crew. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.